Chapter 2. What shall I do? Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Matthew 3, verse 7. In my dream, I saw a man standing by his house. He stood with his back toward his house and was looking ahead. His clothes were dirty and torn. In his hand he was holding a book, and on his back he carried a heavy burden. I saw him opening his book and reading it. Oh, he began to cry and tremble. Suddenly he cried very loudly, "What shall I do?" The man then went into his house again, back to his wife and children. He quickly wiped away his tears, for they should not see his tears. They did not notice anything, for as quickly as he could, he hid his sadness. But on a certain day, he could not do this any more. "Oh, my dear wife, my dear children, I must tell you something. I am so sad, for I must carry such a heavy burden, and therefore I will go lost." Surprised, they looked at Father. And he continued, "Do you know what is so awful? Something terrible is going to happen. One day, fire will come down from heaven, and that fire will burn our city, our house too, everything. And then all of us must die. Father, mother, and you too, children. This is really going to happen. All of us will perish in this city unless there is a way to escape. But I do not know how to escape. I cannot see this yet." Mother and the children were afraid. It could not be true what Father said. They did not believe this. Father acted so strange. Something must be wrong with his mind. He could probably not think correctly anymore. "Quickly, go to bed, Father. It is almost night already. Go to sleep. Then it will surely be gone." But that night, Father did not sleep. He sighed and cried. The next morning, Mother and the children asked, "How are you doing now, Father?" "It is getting worse and worse." Mother and the children look at each other for a moment. "He talks the same as yesterday, as long as he does not think that we are listening to him." They began to call him names and were nasty to him. "Who knows? Maybe he will stop talking like this." But Father did not quit. They shook their heads and laughed and tried to ridicule him, but that did not help either. Now they quarreled with him, but Father remained sad. Finally, they ignored him. After a while, Father went to his room. There he prayed for them and cried about his misery. Father was alone more often. He liked to walk in the fields. Then he was all alone to pray or read. Thus the days passed by. Explanation. Who is that man who was walking there? It is Christian. He first lived in the city of destruction. That is the sinful world. That world will pass away. If I do not know the Lord, if I do not have a new heart yet, then I still live in the city of destruction too. Then it will not go well with me. Then I am still lost. It is very awful if I am still at rest then. Or is it different with me? Am I like Christian? Do I sometimes cry out too, "Oh, what shall I do? It is not going well this way. I must be punished, for I did so much evil against a good God"? Would God still know a way in which I will not be punished and that he can give his mercy? Would there be someone who would be willing to show me the way? The way is written in the book which Christian had with him. That book is the most important book, for it is God's word.